This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
King James Version. First John 5:19-20. We know that we are of God and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding that so we may know him who is true. So you got to be able to judge who's good and who's bad in the world. And we are in him who is true. In his Son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life. Again, and we know that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Undoubtedly, ladies and gentlemen, we are now in the power of the evil one. And the decision's been made, the death race has begun, the trigger's being pulled, and this is the big test. Everybody thinks you're just going to lay down and it's going to leave you alone. No, that's what the wolves go after first. And just great judgment is coming upon this country. So much evil is going on. The 3 minutes we have left, you're going to be on for an hour next week at least, breaking more of this down, stevequayle.com. Tell me about your new film coming out. Tell me about the book that accompanies it at stevequayle.com.
Well, interesting, Alex. Technology of the Fallen, delayed due to the discovery of historical documents. You can go to, your listeners can go to True Legend, the series, Legends, plural, theseries.com. We found, when Tim Alberino went to South America, this is critical, we found documents that have not been seen by anybody for 450 years talking about the supernatural nature of the sexual perversion of the giants. People that don't believe this, you know, I can't do anything about your unbelief, but even Diodorus, famous historian, kind of an author, 500 years before Jesus. Bottom line is, Alex, the subject matter of supernatural evil, and you just laid it out, the Bohemian Grove and all these people, you know, they're being promised now something. They're being promised the same lie that Eve was told in the Garden of Eden. Ye shall not surely die.
Sure, well, that's the Nephilim. I mean, look at the movie Prometheus, where it's giants as well. They're just throwing it in our face.
Well, listen, my new book, and this is really important, Genesis 6 Giants, first came out, well, I think, 10, 15 years ago. The whole thing has been redone. 60, 70% of it's new. But what's fascinating, True Legends, the series, it's almost like we were given a time lock into the ancient past to validate and verify. Even stories that the Incans and the Mayans and the Aztec told that was, you know, basically in their oral tradition and in their stele is that when the giants went after each other to sodomize each other, that literally lightning came down from heaven. Now, what's the shot on that? Or what's the chance of that 450 years ago? How about this? Conquistadors putting their sword in the eye socket of a giant, and a conquistador's sword can be 36 to 42 inches, and barely touching the back of the skull. People say, well, that's just them making it up. It's a universal thing. So True Legends of the series, where we've got the first episode pretty much done. As a matter of fact, when I get off with you, I'm going to film my last part, and I think people's minds are going to be blown away, because when you understand who's been covering up, let me address one thing real quick. How is it that the Pope is pushing for a one-world government, he's speaking against capitalism, and yet in the same breath he's saying he believes in the devil and demons? You know why he made that statement? Guess who are going to be made out to be the devil and demons? Anybody who resists the New World Order. Again, True Legends, the series.com. My book, Genesis 6 Giants, is available on my website, stevequayle.com. And from the response I'm getting from all over the world, people are saying, thank you. Now,
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it with my children. Very interesting. Steve Quayle, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week. Steve Quayle, you bet. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Coming up, the breaking news about the recruiting center situation, the evacuation.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And there was a wind on down the road. Our shadows were taller than our souls. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Jim Mars, an old friend of mine, the first guy to teach a college-level course on the JFK assassination, the crime beat reporter. Back when basically when JFK got killed for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, he looks a lot younger than he actually is. He's my everybody's favorite historian. I don't know, man. You are a living legend, but I guess you've been involved since you were really, really young. You even went to the same nightclub that Jack Ruby would hang out in, and you've had a whole bunch of New York Times, you know, top 10 bestsellers, TV shows made out of what you've done. The movie JFK, based on your book, worked on that with Oliver Stone. Just an amazing guy, good friend of mine, good to see you. You're going to be speaking at Brave New Books. Population Control is one of your most important books, and I've read most of them. How Corporate Owners Are Killing Us, Jim Mars, best-selling author of Rule by Secrecy and The Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy. And he joins us to break this down. But first, I want to go to this report and get his take on it. Tampa recruiting offices evacuated due to threat. Unspecified shooting threat comes 1 week after Chattanooga shooting. Joe Biggs and Josh Owen shot the video of smugglers at 60 yards away bringing in masses of drugs, basically during Trump's visit to the border. That was on drugs and made national news last night. Now Joe is talking to the recruiting offices, got them to go on record. They've evacuated all the Tampa facilities, won't let them be armed, won't let citizens come stand out front. And now this has happened. Here's Joe Biggs' report with the text, the tweets, all the evidence, red-linked at InfoWars.com. Here it is.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, about 40 minutes ago, I got a tweet from a friend who lives in Georgia, whose son lives down in Florida and roommates with a recruiter. Now, this recruiter says that they have been ordered to evacuate all the recruiting stations in the Tampa area due to a threat. Now, I talked about this earlier in the week when I was standing guard in front of the recruiter's office in South Park Meadows in the south part of Austin. One of the recruiters from one of the departments came out and said that they were getting threats in Las Vegas and in Florida. Now it looks like they have taken it to another level with a direct threat in Tampa Bay. So these guys have evacuated, and I know this because I personally have called numerous locations in the Tampa area and gotten zero answers. The phone just rings and or goes to a voice recording. So this is happening right now. We're going to keep our eyes on it. Stay alert if you're in the Tampa area, if you have the ability to swing by one of these places and see if they are indeed open or if they are vacant. Give us a tip on the video below. I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
Joe Biggs doing a great job of breaking news stories every day, just ferreting around. It really has a nose for investigative reporting and also tracking the Internet, which I know you teach journalism as well. I tell you, mainstream media doesn't do its job anymore. That's giving rise to the new media that's almost about to supplant the old dinosaur media. And here you are with a leg in each world. Population Control, How Corporate Owners Are Killing Us, available at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Mr. Mars, good to have you here with us.
Let me tell you what the greatest irony is on this gun thing, okay? Here we've got trained military people who've been trained on firearms, but they won't let them go armed to protect themselves. But the greatest irony is that you'll find in my new book, Population Control, that the United States of America, over the past couple of decades, is the arms merchant of the world. We provide 78%, according to congressional records, of all the arms sold to everybody around the world, including, of course, the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda and all the rest of them.
And half the global expenditure is just on us.
Yes. So we provide 78% of all arms to people in the world. And then we look at Russia and China. Russia's 5%, China's 3%. So we sell more arms than Russia and China combined all around the world. And yet here in our own country, they want to take guns away from everybody.
It's amazing. Aren't you a veteran yourself?
Yes, I was in the Army during Vietnam.
What do you make of the situation where we now know they put 200,000+ veterans on don't treat lists and just say go die? We've known for a year and they just keep doing it. It seems like, I thought if we exposed evil, a lot of times it would get turned around back in your day or even when I was on air 20 years ago. Now the evil comes out, the IRS persecutes people 1,000 times Nixon, literally, and don't get in trouble.
Well, hey, come on, look at it, Alex. Veterans are the most dangerous group to them because not only are veterans patriotic, but veterans have weapons and know how to use them.
Common sense. You brought it up. I don't want to bring up a story. I'm in. It just shows the insanity. We can put it on screen if they have it. Yesterday, I remember it was 2 days ago, Salon, that basically takes White House talking points and regurgitates them, came out and said that the Planned Parenthood video is a hoax. Planned Parenthood admits it's real. And that I'm basically the bad guy, that Margaret Sanger was not a racist. There it is. Conspiracy theorists have hijacked the GOP. What happens when Trump, Cruz, and Carson start following Alex Jones' lead? It goes, the Planned Parenthood hoax is a case study in how we're deceptive. They admit this.
It's not a hoax. You know, well, we're into when Nostradamus, the famous 16th century seer, said that we're going to go into a time period when black is white and white is black, up is down, down is up, and believe me, that's where we are, right? Peace is war.
Well, you've actually written a book that a lot of it was about Margaret Sanger and the Nazi influence in the U.S.
Right.
And we even have some slides in there. Some of it's in this book. Tell us about Margaret Sanger, since they say she was a loving person.
Well, yeah.
And I'm the racist.
You have to go back and understand about the eugenicist movement, okay? Eugenics came up in the late 1800s, and it was basically started right here in the United States, in fact, in California, and was supported by some of the wealthiest, biggest-named people in the country, the Harrimans, the Mellons, the Rockefellers, and eugenics is basically, let's have the perfect race. You know, if you had the wrong skin color or the wrong bone structure or your IQ wasn't up to their standards, by the 1930s, most every state had sterilization laws, okay? And you could be sterilized involuntarily. But what happened is that the Germans got hold of that and said, hey, that's pretty good. And the Nazis took power, and they carried it to its logical extreme, which is, well, we have some people like Jews and gypsies that we think might dirty the gene pool. So they just said, we'll just kill them. And we had World War II, and we had the Holocaust. And the people in the world went, wait a minute, you know, we can't just go around killing people. So today, if you'll talk to these globalists, they're all still very much eugenicists. And they will say flat out, in fact, they have it etched in stone in Georgia, at the Georgia Guidestones.
Ted Turner.
He says, we want to maintain the human population at 500 million.
That's a 90-plus percent reduction.
Right, which begs the question, well, wait a minute, what's supposed to happen to the other 7 billion of us? And more importantly, who's going to decide who stays and who goes? And how are they going to get rid of us? Well, the Nazis show that they'll run into trouble if they try to just shoot people and hang them and kill them. So what they're doing is they are slowly thinning the human herd through bad food, bad air, bad water, bad vaccines. Do you know the third leading cause of death in America today after heart attacks and cancer is conventional medical treatment?
I didn't know that. I want to get into your book. It's simply amazing, and it's solution-based to understand what to avoid, and is along the line that I'm focusing on, exposing the breakaway civilization is poisoning us so that they can basically just phase us out, and then they can...
And profit from it.
And profit while they do it. That's the genius of these people.
They're not dumb.
And it's kind of an argument. If we put up with it, maybe we deserve it. But I want to ask you a selfish question, because I grew up hearing how great Texas was and how we were the smartest, the toughest, the most honorable, blah, blah, blah. Lord knows a lot of bad comes out of Texas, too. But now that I've studied history and traveled the world, I do know that Texas is certainly exceptional. The military has always tried to recruit as much as it can out of Texas, saying they found in combat and operations, Texans, on average, make the best soldiers. And then I notice it's Texans so much that are resisting the New World Order, but it was Texans that also killed Kennedy, who also do really nasty stuff. So dark side and light side, Texas seems to be a real crossroads, and now Texas is opposing so much of the New World Order. You're a classic Texan, go way back. You're a Texas, you know, just standard great Texas guy. What do you think about Texas before we go to break?
Well, Texas is it. I'm like you, Alex. I've traveled the world. I've been to Tibet. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to Europe, I've been to Canada, I've been all over, and there's some prettier places, there's some very picturesque places, but I've never found a place in the world that I think measures up to Texas. Texas, we've got it all, and we've got beaches, we got mountains, we got forests, we got plains, we got...
But the people, too, because if you go back to Texas history...
And we have people. Yes, and you go back to the people who broke away from Mexico, and I'm not talking about the white settlers. I'm talking about Juan Seguin and the Hispanic people that lived here. And I don't know, at least in my life growing up in Texas, everybody got along. Everything's good. And you mentioned some of the bad stuff that came, like Kennedy, okay? Let me tell you something. Some of those people involved in some of the bad stuff were not even truly Texans. One of the things that's really griped me for years is the fact that the Bush family, they say, well,
claims they're from Texas.
Well, they're Texas oil men. No, no, no. They came from Connecticut. They're just Yankee carpetbaggers. And you're right. Texas has always had a military history that we should be proud of. I know during the late great war between the states, it was Robert E. Lee, one of the most famous generals in the world. He said, when the going gets tough, I call on my Texans. And I, unfortunately, you know, today we've all gotten fat and soft and easy, but I think it's time to buckle down and pay attention.
Well, I mean, just look how much Texas is giving the globalist resistance.
Yeah.
And then look at how the feds are cutting off the funding, everything that comes from our money anyways.
But we're creating a gold bullion repository.
Texas just took its gold back. I'm telling you, Texas is special.
We're taking a few steps now, and we need to keep going.
All right, let's get into your book when we come back. It's good to see you. Time flies, brother.
Too much time.
You're awesome. Here we go. We're here.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
just another word for nothing left to lose. Jim Mars is our guest. In the next segment, I'm going to ask him what the globalist endgame is, and does he agree that he's got a weird feeling like everybody else does and that things are coming to a head? But I haven't read your book yet. I've scanned over it. It looks like a page-turner. I'm going to read it on the airplane over to Spain next week. But Population Control, How Corporate Owners Are Killing Us, Jim Mars, best-selling author. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. What do you want to tackle first about the premeditated plan to kill us and make money off doing it?
Well, I think the key thing here is you've got to understand, and I use quotes from many people, and I chart their activities. We got a short segment here, so I'll just put it in a nutshell.
Take your time. We can go to the next.
This ties into everything issue that you deal with, Alex, and all the people who follow you. This has gone beyond politics. This has gone beyond philosophy or debate. This is self-defense. These people want you dead. And they're working at it. And if you care anything about the safety and well-being of your family, your loved ones, you better read my book, you better study, you better listen to Alex, and you better find out what they're doing to you so that you can have a countermeasure.
So you've researched it deeply, and they're just open. It's like Bayer knowingly putting HIV for 10 years in hemophiliacs blood product, and then it came out, they knew it and liked it.
Well, let me quote from Prince Philip, a leading globalist, okay, the head of the Windsors over there in England. He says, if I'm reincarnated, I would like to come back as a deadly virus to help solve the overpopulation problem.
That's right.
In other words, he wants to kill us. Now,
how about he goes first?
Yeah, that's what I say. Let him take the first step. But but here's the whole thing. It's all based on a phony premise. All these globalists, Bill Gates,
Warren Buffett,
you listen to any of them, they'll tell you that the overriding problem in the world today is overpopulation. Too many people, okay? Now, if you live in a big city and you have to put up with the noise, the traffic, the pollution, it's pretty easy to fall into that. Yeah, there's just too many people using up all the resources. But if you look at it coolly and logically, and let's look right now today in Hong Kong, the average living space is 1,700 square feet. Hey, if you had an apartment, 1,700 square feet, that's pretty decent size. It's bigger than most of the apartments I lived in. And based on 1,700 square feet, the entire 7.5 billion population of the world could live comfortably enough just in the state of Texas.
That's true, and I've seen those statistics. But the West is dying and has a problem. We're having 1.3 children on average for two adults. You got to have 2.1 to even replace and take care of the folks, or economies collapse. We know this. The third world is growing fast. They have dirty technologies. It is causing some problems, but they're suppressing, as you know, you've written books on it, a lot of advanced technologies that would have taken us out of this.
Right. None the least of which would be to pursue and move on into space, as we heard about when we were kids.
Hey, plus, humans need a goal. Yeah.
We'll go to the moon. We're going to have mine minerals. It'll pay for the space problem. We'll go have colonies on Mars, and we'll keep going.
But then you'd have to be a fan of humanity and not write us off.
That's right. And it's hard enough to control this world, much less if you go into others.
You wanted to get into glyphosate. I said, what's the most important thing in your book? And you said glyphosate.
Even the World Health Organization now has admitted that glyphosate is a carcinogenic. It can cause cancer. But what I'd like to point out is that they've shown that the rise of glyphosate use, which is the major ingredient of Roundup, which is the Monsanto herbicide, which they are putting now on all of our important food crops, soy, corn, wheat. And you can draw a parallel rise between the rise of the use of glyphosate and the rise of autism in children, which has just gone out.
Yeah, that's shocking. I'm no chemist, but you mean lots of weed poison, hundreds of billions of tons being used a year, 400 billion tons a year now being used in every water table, weed poison? Weed killer might not be good for our brains.
Well, poison?
Whoa, that's a conspiracy theory.
But now, I'll tell you, you want something shocking. Dr. Stephanie Sinnott, a MIT research scientist who says that there is a definite link between glyphosate and autism.
Definite link. The crap stinks, yeah.
Yeah, and she says that by 2025, that's just 10 years from now, she said at current rates, every other child will be autistic.
Well, I think that's thank you, New World Order.
Yeah. Well, and from their standpoint, that's pretty good because, hey, it'd be easy.
By the way, that's only 10 years away.
I know.
And then half the new kids will be retarded.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, don't use the word retarded, but it's okay to kill them. It's okay to brain damage them, just use a politically correct term. Okay, let me be correct. They're going to be seriously mentally disabled.
Right.
Now, can we talk about... But it's okay. I mean,
it's okay because they'll vote Democrat.
Oh, boy. Here's something else. Jim Mars is our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jim Mars is going to host the show. I told everybody that for about 6 years, I've been doing the show 20. It's been syndicated for 18 and a half. But for about 18 plus years, I've been on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And for about 5 years, 6 years, it's about 5.5 years, I did a fourth hour. But when I started doing the nightly news and getting a lot of crew members under me and have a lot of administrative stuff and research stuff, I shifted to stop doing the fourth hour because it was just killing me. I mean, I literally had to go take a nap for like an hour afterwards. 3 hours kills me, too. I think it's the bright lights or whatever. When I do it, the show at home every once in a while, and it's dark, I just feel great and want to go forever. I'm actually thinking about sometimes just doing the show from home and having anchors in here that are covering the news, just because people say that sometimes when it's not even video, they say, man, the show's even better when it's just old-fashioned radio. Maybe a day a week or something, I'm going to start doing that in the future. But long story short, absolutely. Long story short, Jim Mars is going to be hosting 30 minutes of the next hour by himself in here. He's a great guy, smart guy. He can do the whole fourth hour if he wants, because a lot of stations want that fourth hour. We are going to start having it be a guest host hour. I'll host it a lot of times as well. We'll have roundtable discussions. It'll be a news hour. It'll be really something special every day. That fourth hour, we're bringing it back. And some stations never turned it off when I quit doing 4 hours 2 years ago. A lot of stations still carry it. So Jim Mars will be doing as much of the fourth hour as he wants. In fact, I predict you want to do the whole thing, Cupcake. So that's coming up. And if you want, you can give the number out and take calls. But yeah, before I do that, we have to self-fund here. And I simply go out and whatever I use, what I like, what I think's neat, is what I end up trying to go out to the distributor, to the manufacturer, and get. G-Shock watches are the original tough watches, so they're the most state-of-the-art and the most updated today. Military uses them. Everybody knows that. And they're also very, very affordable compared to other watches that don't even have the same tolerances. We now have a wide selection. We're adding them right now to InfoWarsStore.com of the G-Shock family. We have this distributorship through Head Down, so we're now directly drop shipping through them. And we're carrying the Vortex Viper at the lowest price you'll find anywhere, Optics, and just so many others. And this thing is owned by former Special Forces, Army, Navy SEALs, armorers, laser sights, green laser sights, AIM Titans, Surefire, all the very best stuff that is at the best price. Just guaranteed no games for your assault rifle, for your handgun, for your revolver. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. You go over on the right-hand side, and you'll see InfoWars Live, made in 1776, health and wellness, coffee, water purification, preparedness products, seed center, books, current specials, clearance, discounts, longevity, prisonplanet.tv, head down products, and now at the bottom, optics. So optics, watches, all the hardware you need. That way you get a great price. And the small profit that's there, wish it was huge profit, we could fund things easier, then helps fund the reporters, the research, the work we're doing. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, where you can go and find all of our high-quality supplements. And there are a ton of them. The latest, of course, is the Deep Cleanse, known to cleanse out the body, Shilajit and other key compounds like zeolites, knockout, an amazing sleep aid where you just put all the best, purest stuff known to knock you out, better than a hammer. That's there. Believe me, I've taken other sleep aids that are natural. They help a little. Melatonin, valerian, I got to take them together. This, I'm going to be taking this tonight about 10 o'clock because I got to get up early tomorrow and do a bunch of stuff. And the thing is, I just keep wound up. Even if I had that coffee since like noon, I just want to stay up till 2, 3 in the morning, and then I'm exhausted when my kids get up at 6:30, 7 in the morning. Well, I can take knockout, and within an hour, man, I am sleeping deep, and I don't wake up, even if the dog or the cat's jumping on me or the kids try to come in or thunder and lightning or whatever. So InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions about optics, about watches, about shortwave radios, cook stoves, water filters. It's basically I'm a guy, I don't get me near a Cabela's. Don't get me near a hardware store. I'll be in a little town, see a little gun shop or a little hunting supply shop. I'm in there. Well, this is the very best stuff, and then you're not just getting some fun stuff for your cabin or your vacation house or your garage or your truck or presents for your kids, your husband or whatever. You're funding a hardcore liberty operation while getting your rifles ready for hunting or self-defense or whatever the case is. So it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Okay. You have the floor and get practiced because you're going to be hosting the next hour, and you'll have some breaks to get up and go to the Tinkle area. But Jim Mars, my good buddy, best-selling author, is here. The new book, Population Control. This is a book I can really get behind. You've had a lot of other amazing books, but I kind of know about JFK because I read your book 25 years ago. And you can write a book about the rise of the Nazis and how the Fourth Reich's connected to us. And I kind of know that. A lot of folks don't. This new book, I was reading through it. Got a lot of stuff I didn't know, and it really puts it all together for the case. We ought to sell this ourselves. We don't yet. We sell a lot of your books and dovetail it with Endgame. because my film Endgame covers a lot of this as well, that their endgame is take over, shut off the resources, and kill everybody. So, Jim Mars, people can go to your website and also get the book. Give them your website.
Website, oddly enough, is jimmars.com. J-I-M-M-A-R-R-S. Two R's and Mars.
A good Scottish name.
Aye, correct, you are.
Can you do a Scottish accent for me?
No.
We there, the Buckins coming. I can't even do it.
Footman.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think I lost my Scottish accent.
You look like a Scottish guy, though.
Yeah, it's true. Speaking of, did you hear where there's a famous pub in Scotland and the managers announced they have a new policy that they're making the waiters wear pants? Because this is true,
really,
because too many women were coming in and trying to pull up their kilts to see what they were wearing. And they said at first it was funny. He said,
I hear women go after the Scotch of the kilt.
Yeah, that's right.
There's nothing feminine about it. I mean, it's comfortable.
Manly kilts.
Absolutely. And then I could wear a kilt and then be on TV and get a Courage Award like Caitlyn Jenner at ESPN.
Right. Hey, you could declare because you feel like it that you're a third gender.
Wait a minute. I'm going to go to you in a minute. Can we pull up that I've announced I've come out of the closet? Can you guys pull it up? The video is Alex Jones comes out of the closet. I've come out of the closet, but not that I'm a woman, or not that I'm gay, but that not that I'm a space alien or a blood drinking lizard from the planet Pop Tart. No, I've come out. Do we have the video ready? Yeah, we're going to pull it up. I mean, it's in the system. I know I just sprung it on you. The video's on InfoWars.com. Alex Jones has now come out of the closet. While they're finding it, what do you think this obsession with this stuff is? Is it about diverting from the fact that we're all losing our basic rights so the new right is that women can be standing up?
I don't know. To me, it's proof of the psychological problem that they've noticed with rats. You know, you put a few rats in a cage, they get along just fine. You put too many rats in a cage, they start going nuts and they turn on each other. And I think maybe that's it. There's too many people crammed together. And
so people don't feel like they have a future. They don't feel like they can be creative. Used to, you wanted to explore. You wanted to invent. You wanted to build. You wanted to have art. Now it's, I'm going to have green arm hair. That shows that I'm mad at men. I'm going to pee standing up. I mean, I'm not joking. They have serious shows going, women are peeing standing up. This is the true feminism. And it's just like, it's just stupid.
Well, I don't care. Like Bruce Jenner.
I mean, I'm going to freak out if I walk in the men's bathroom and that's going on.
Bruce Jenner can call himself anything he wants to, but when it comes down to biologically, he's a man. And I'm.
Did you see what they said on CNN? That one of the co-hosts said, "I'll put you in a hospital if you say that again."
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. There, that's tolerance. The leftists and the crazies, they practice tolerance, and if you don't want tolerance, they'll beat the crap out of you and put you in the hospital.
And you know, I would think of you as a classical liberal. You're for drug decriminalization. You're for alternative energy. I mean, the liberals, you really like you, but you're not a fascist. I mean, you're not wanting to arrest. I mean, it's not that we care if some guy wants to be a woman. I don't want to pay for it.
No, I differ with you. I've never thought of myself as a liberal. I think of myself more as a conservative. But when
I meant like a classical liberal, yeah, like Thomas Jefferson.
Well, that's it. It's like if you're conservative, what is it that you want to conserve? Too many so-called conservatives today, particularly the rhinos, you know, they want to conserve the status quo. And that's not me. What I want to conserve is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the idea of freedom.
Private property, do what you want.
Private property and equality, you know. When the Civil Rights thing came around, and I stopped and thought about it, and I was a good old redneck Southern Texas boy, but I thought, you know, they got a point. Why should somebody be discriminated against because of the color of their skin? I said, I'm backing off. I'm going to help them out. Whatever, let's all just be equal. But, you know, it's not even equal anymore. Now it's reverse racism, and people just don't get it because, you know, I think everybody, if I say I'm going to vote for this person because he's black, okay, well, you know, that's just as much racism as to say I'm going to vote against
him. I would vote for a black Ron Paul, and it wouldn't even think what color they were.
Right.
I could literally, or a woman. They're going to make, if we don't want Hillary, that we're against women.
Well, no. See, that same way. I have no problem at all with a woman in the White House. I just, not Hillary, because I don't think she qualifies.
Well, yeah, because she probably actually is a man in drug. She's the reverse of Jenner.
Well,
no, actually, she is Jenner.
They're, generally speaking,
I'm being sarcastic. You know, they actually say that Michelle is a tranny.
I heard that, and I snickered that one off until I really looked at it seriously. And
she's got.
I think there's some question there.
You don't think that's like a cigar she's hiding in her pants?
Well, it could be. It could be. She might just have saggy panties. I don't know. I don't want to go there. I'm still having trouble enough trying to tell people, explain the problem of two planes knocking down three buildings.
Maybe when they El Chapo Jenner, it shot off like a missile and blew up Building 7.
Yeah.
I mean that makes as much sense. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. It's a family show. But this is what's in the news. How do you not talk about it?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're just force-feeding all this garbage. We do have the video. So this is my coming out. I have become a dog, a bloodhound.
Right.
I am trans species, and if you don't agree with it, then you're a racist. Here it is.
But if you love your dog...
You know, Caitlyn Jenner is actually the real El Chapo. The problem is he hasn't actually done the chopping, so I say he's a fraud. But me, I've gone and I've had surgery, and I've had these prosthesis ears added. I am now choosing to be trans-zoological, I believe is the term. I may just have to be trans-abled and chop my arms and legs off, and I'd be known as a biscuit and live in a box. I'm taken care of. And if you don't accept it, you're hateful. In fact, if you don't adopt my lifestyle and wear dirty brown socks on your ears after you work out, you're a racist. You're a homophobe, you're an anti-zoological phobe, you're a piece of filth. So now, I become my new self.
That's real, actually. You know, I saw the latest conspiracy, I think I sent it to Nico. It's sad that all these schizophrenics and mentally ill people that are now online, they have a voice, which is good, everybody has a voice now.
Sure.
But now, they don't just think I'm Bill Hicks, they think Rush Limbaugh is, wait for it, Jim Morrison. Oh, my God. I mean, that one is even better.
That was a good one, Alex. I've got a fire hydrant out there I want to introduce you to.
Oh, yeah.
You'll love it. Love it personally.
You know, actually, since I put those ears on, I have been peeing on fire hydrant. And it's my right to do it.
That's right.
It's my right. I deserve a courage award. There it is. Rush Limbaugh, a.k.a. Jim Morrison, was Bill Hicks, a.k.a. Alex Jones, influence to get on radio. So that's how it's all connected. I mean, look at this. This is not satire. These people actually back it up, back it up. They actually, on this video, show side by side and say, Rush Limbaugh's Jim Morrison. They're so crazy.
Yeah, I know. How silly can you be? I mean, everybody knows you're actually Karl Rove.
Oh, man. David Mendelsohn. Listen, I did this video where I said I was really a British thespian as a joke. People think it's real now. They're searching David Mendelsohn. That's the thing. They won't admit that glyphosate is connected to brain damage and that one half of the kids in the country by 2025 are going to be brain damaged. That's admitted and is epic. The government admits fluoride's brain damaging us now.
Right.
But no one will talk. They admit chemtrails are real. No one will cover the real documents. They just want to speculate. And then that's how the media tries to discredit us. You know I'm just trying to cover up. I'm actually Jim Morrison. I'm insulted. I mean, I like Bill Hicks at some levels, but I think Jim Morrison as a musician was more interesting. So actually, I am Jim Morrison.
Well, you're being accused of it. You might as well go for it.
Oh, they're already connecting me. He says, Jim, we'll be spawns of Satan together. I guess we're talking about us.
Well, you go ahead.
Actually, are you really Jim Morrison?
You have to do something with your hair.
All right, I'm going to stop. Start getting into your book, get into the more serious areas, and then, you know, a lot of us, we go out and have beer together. That's a lot of fun.
That's right.
Then we look up and 7 hours has passed.
Hey, that would be your fourth hour right there. You just move to a local pub and sit around and have a few beers and then just talk honestly.
Please don't give me that idea. We've actually had that idea, but I've pretty much quit drinking to lose weight. So, you know, I only drink after six now. And, of course, it's always six somewhere on the planet.
Well, maybe
I'm being sarcastic. I'm not a heavy drinker.
If you're drinking six, maybe you ought to cut it down to two.
I mean, I'd only drink at six. I get a cut from six to two.
I got
only
that.
Have two at two and three at four and 5 at 5 and 6 at 6. And
well, hey, take me. I don't drink anymore. Or any less. Pretty much.
No, we'll go have Mexican food and have a Dos Equis or two.
There you go.
I mean, let's be honest, we're not that cool.
That's true. That's true.
Anyways, I apologize, Jim Marsh. You're here with your new best-selling book.
That's right.
Tell us about it.
No, listen, I'm serious about my book because there's a lot of information in there of how you can protect your family and your loved ones because they, I mean, okay, when I get my chance, I'm going to tell you about some of the really bad stuff that's going in, everything, aspartame and monosodium glutamate.
And most of our audience knows this. But
they already know this.
Their families don't.
Exactly.
And this way you can go, here's a prestigious author, Jim Morrison, who's written this new book. You need to read it.
But what I'm gonna tell you is that even the good stuff is bad. The incidence of obesity in this country has shot up 85.
Look how fat Jim Morrison got.
That's right.
I mean, he used to be really skinny. Now he weighs like 400 pounds and hosts a radio show.
I hate to sit here and talk about obesity, but no, Alex, actually, I think you've lost some weight. I really do.
Thank you.
I really do. Anyway.
Well, I am still, here's the difference. In fact, I'm just going to take my clothes off on air. Let's just do it right now.
Oh, please.
No. I'm dead serious. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Well, no. I mean, I'll just show people how much weight I've actually lost. I've actually lost almost 70 pounds.
I believe it.
But that shows how fat I got. Now I'm like 230. I was like 280.
Well, I have all the admiration in the world for people that can actually gut it out.
Well, I've been to the doctor and the nutritionist. I got 10 more pounds to lose.
Wow.
But the thing is, I have a really big, giant, round head. So no matter what I do, it'll always look like I have a big, fat head.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
call my name out your window, you nagging ninny New World Order political correct people.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks around to give me no talking
to.
Don't
send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone, like I said.
I'll be gone, like I said.
I think this guy might have gotten a few fights with women.
You say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut.
Don't give me that old familiar cry.
Just being politically incorrect. Understand your man.
Understand.
I use the allegory being set up to corrupt government. This is an argument for like a giant rapist or something. A male attacking the female, more like it. Jim Mars, you're going to host the entire next hour. You're going to take phone calls as well. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour, but they're welcome to. We're reintroducing it. We're going to start having guest hosts. I'll host it some. We'll have roundtable discussions. Jakari Jackson's going to host. Rob Dew's going to host. David Knight's going to host. Darren McBreen loves to do live. He's going to be hosting. We can have a roundtable with the control room crew. They're really smart guys and gals. They're going to be in here. That's what it's all about. 3 hours of Pumpkinhead, and then you get the garden gnome. See, he's calling me that names I can just strike back. Anyways, he actually is a little garden gnome in the corner of my garden. That's where he lives in my backyard, Jim Mars. Now, Jim Mars is a sweetheart. Your wife's back there. I want to say hi to her. You can take a bathroom break or get some coffee or anything you need during these breaks coming up. But some stations don't carry, a lot do. Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed and audio feeds to see and hear that fourth hour. He will be serious for the first 20, 30 minutes. Please go over your book, break it down, and then take phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 to talk to Jim Mars. Or actually, he's really Rush Limbaugh, and then the Rush Limbaugh is really Jim Morrison, and I'm really Rush Limbaugh. Or I'm a Loch Ness Monster. So 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. But you wanted to talk about some good news during the break.
Good news. Oh, yeah. Well, consciousness is rising, but it's also creating a problem because the more people wake up, the more the New World Order clamps down.
Absolutely. Explain that to people. You're saying when you started doing this 50 years ago, you've been around that long.
Yeah.
In fact, you may actually be the real Gandalf.
No, I'm Santa. I'm not actually that old. But it's true. When I started off, and I'd be on radio shows or whatever, and I'd try to tell people, you know, there's a clique of people trying to run the world, and they're meeting in secret societies, and they're trying to set the agenda, and they're trying to run everything. And I'd get these calls coming in saying, hey, how do you let this guy on the air? You know, this guy's a nut. You know, this guy's a conspiracy theorist. This guy's a buff. This guy's an idiot. You know what? The last 10 years or so, I don't get those calls anymore. I'm sure those people may still be out there, but they're keeping them to themselves.
Well, you know, it was declassified in congressional hearings many years ago that the CIA in the 60s started using that term. The Clintons, in their first presidential run, it's been released by their library, that they said anyone criticizing them, call them a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, exactly. No, it goes back to 1954. No, 1967, I believe, after the Kennedy assassination, and there was a document filed by the CIA's Division of Intelligence and went to all their bases and all their assets. And if you know anything about Mockingbird,
media,
it went to the media, and it said anybody that's questioning, basically anybody questions the government, you call them a conspiracy theorist. And that's why it's interesting. I have a 1940 dictionary, and you go look up conspiracy, and it says a plan. That's all it was, a plan.
Yeah, so if we ever talk about bad people having plans in government or corporations, it doesn't exist. Well, everybody knows it does.
Of course. Our legal system puts people in jail every year convicted of conspiracy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 70 seconds, we return with the fourth hour hosted by Jim Mars. I'm Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.